is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And we do have Dahlia Mae Lachlan, that's her pen name, on Skype. But for some reason, we're having a control room issue where she cannot hear the feed coming from our end. So they're working to get that sorted out as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, I'm going to go on to some other stories here. Article about U.S. police departments are increasingly militarized finds a report. This is being reported over in The Guardian in Great Britain. And it starts out talking about that horrible incident in Georgia. Oh, wait, she's good now. Okay, so joining us now on the air is Dahlia Mae Lachlan, the author. Aloha, Dahlia. What's on? Thank you for spending time with us today.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning. From down under in Australia.
From down under. Good eye. Fair dinkum. All right. For those of you who remember Dahlia's last appearance, and if you're watching on Bamuser, I'm holding them up. Dahlia is the author of this amazing series of books called the Awaken Your Kids book series. Titles like The People Who Refused to Be Sheeple, The Factory That Made Guns, The Big Fat Bank, and Great Monster Corn. And I had Dahlia back on the show today because she's just come out with a new book. This one's available as an ebook called The Three Towers. Can you sort of give us a brief overview of this one?
Okay. Michael, this one started when it's really about Building 7 and about how they huffed and puffed the building down on September 11. And I didn't really know, I wanted to do something about that incident, and I didn't really know how to do this. So I've treated this a little bit differently. I had a student in Lisbon draw up the sketches, and then we try to put this little book as sensitively as possible into, a small little children's book and, get it out there. So, hopefully people because I think the myth and the lie just continues. And then we're going to give 50. Yeah.
No, it's going to continue as long as, as the government is able to control the school curriculum. I mean, they're still out there saying in the schools that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone assassinating John F. Kennedy, and the majority of Americans know that's an absolute flat-out lie. But what we're doing is we're starting to build a new nation and a new world that refuses to be dependent on the official story about anything, refuses to be enslaved by the belief systems imposed by these public schools. And I know your books are doing very well. They're very popular. I've saved the copies that you sent me. We have relatives who are in the military that are being rotated back from Great Britain to the U.S., and they've got little kids. I'm going to be mailing these to them as soon as they move into their new home. Now, on the front of whatreallyhappened.com, I do have a link to The Three Towers where you can click it and you can go through and you can buy it as an ebook. And I know there's a desire to try and treat the subject lightly and delicately, but it doesn't matter how polite and light and delicate you're going to be. the defenders of the official orthodoxy are still going to be screaming bloody murder that you're conspiracy wacko and so forth. But at this point, looking at the poll numbers, it is very obvious that the American people and the people of the whole world now understand the true scale of the lying they have been subjected to for their entire lives, and they're far more open and receptive to these alternative views of history. And the realization they're probably going to get a more accurate portrayal of what's been going on by staying away from the corporate media and the official sources. We were reporting before you came on the air today, CNBC's ratings are at the lowest since 1997, and people really are turning away from the orthodoxy, and they're looking more closely at what appears to be a clearer vision of history. And I don't want to embarrass you by asking how well your other books are selling. I'm going to assume that they're doing as well as can be, you know, given that there's no coverage of them in the corporate media.
Yeah, it is quite interesting that I was covered by a mainstream, in a mainstream article by Anthony Sherwood on the books, and I thought I was going to get absolutely slammed. But interestingly enough, he put, because he wrote a previous piece that was absolutely appalling about 9/11. So, but interestingly, you know, 130 comments came through in 1 or 2 hours, and 50% of them were absolutely, absolutely slammed the book, and 50% congratulated the book. There's nothing in between. There's no and I found that interesting. So that was in Melbourne here.
Well, it what really matters is how it's finally edited and presented to the mainstream audience, because when you're being interviewed, they'll say lots and lots of good things to get you to relax and talk. You know, the final tone of the piece is really up to whoever finally edits that before release. So we can hope for the best. Again, you need to understand that the corporate media is feeling the pinch. They're feeling the loss of the audience, and the last thing they need is to go on out there and say to their readers and viewers, yeah, you're right, we were lying to you about 9/11, we were lying to you about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And so they're pretty much right now shackled to the orthodox story just out of a sense of self-preservation and keeping their paychecks flowing. But fortunately, they are no longer in control of the public consciousness and awareness. And so word about your books is getting out. And they are very good books. It's not just, you know, the conspiracy theory with a child's cover label. These are very cleverly written. They're very beautifully illustrated. And they're wonderful for parents to share with their children, if for no other reason than to help the kids learn how to read.
Well, thank you for that, Michael. And we do get a lot of fantastic emails and support emails and support comments. So, I want to produce another at least another 8 on all a variety of subjects. So.
Well, I think that's a good thing to do, because, you know, the state-controlled schools they're out there. They're trying to, as hard as they can, to brainwash the kids and to be obedient, unquestioning servants of the state. And it is really up to the parents to start, for lack of a better word, a revolution in education by taking the time at home to sit the kids down and say, look, you want to work, study, and get good grades in school, but don't for a moment think that that's the only view of the world. And just say up front, those schools are there to teach you what the government wants you to think and believe, and you don't have to go along with that. You know, get the good grades, but take it upon yourself to go on out and find what's happening. And I get a lot of emails from students who are starting to research history, like 9/11, who are already aware that what they're getting from their teachers is nonsense, and they're looking for resources where they can find online about whether it's 9/11 or the Kennedy assassination or the economy. And, you know, a big part of my answering emails here is sending links and information to these students, high school students, grade school students in some cases, and a lot of college students who are having the courage to write their college papers to say there are questions about this assumption. And some of them write back that they're being punished for having a different point of view, especially with regard to human-caused global warming.
Yeah, that absolutely right. My son disagreed with one assignment and kind of refused to do it because he felt it was irrelevant, and of course gets punished for it. So, you know, that's a typical reaction to an open mind questioning the teacher.
Well, you know, there was an interesting incident here in the United States not too long ago where this teacher put a student, sent the student to the principal, because the student had dared stand up in class and say the teacher was wrong on a particular point. And the teacher admitted, yes, I was wrong, but the issue is the student shouldn't stand up and say I'm wrong in front of other people. And that's the attitude that seems to pervade our schools, especially with the advent of Common Core. We're going to have to take a 3-minute break for some commercials, Dee. When we come on back, I'd like you to go back and talk about the three tall towers. And I don't want you to give away the ending. We don't need to know that Rosebud is the name of the sled. But enough information where people are going to want to look at the book and buy it and share it with their children. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dahlia Mae Lachlan. She is the author of a series of books called the Awaken Your Kids book series. You can look at them all at awakenyourkids.com. And they're very nice, well-produced books here, and they really reduce to very simple, easy-to-understand terms these concepts behind the controversy over GMO, private central banking, armaments manufacture. And she has a new book out, The Three Tall Towers, which is now for sale as an ebook. And I think you mentioned before you've got another 8 books that you have in the planning stage.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. I've got about 8 books that I'd like to do, and on all different topics, of course. But yes, I just feel that often when I speak to adults about these issues, their eyes glaze over, and so hopefully you get to the kids early on, before their eyes glaze over.
Yeah, that's definitely, the younger you can get to them, the easier it is to free their minds here. That was even a, believe it or not, a topic that was in the movie The Matrix, saying we can't unplug anybody that's too old. They're too dependent on the system. And a lot of adults, especially if they're financially tangled up with some of these scams and operations here, they don't want to hear things are not what they think they are. There are people who just don't want to deal with that ugly reality of what their government truly has become here. So can you tell us a little bit more about The Three Towers without giving away the ending? Because we do want people to go on out and buy these books and share them with their children.
So the Three Towers, really, it's about, it's about September 11, and it's really about how the buildings fell with a giant magic trick, essentially. So it's trying to say, it was like a great big magic trick with a roar and a rumble. The building was lost, swallowed up in big clouds of powder and dust. And so it doesn't, and then when I get to building 7, it says that luckily the baby building was still standing proud. The fires were small, shouted one fireman, and it had not been hit by a plane. But that afternoon, someone said, "Let's huff and let's puff and pull the building down." And
now
so they did.
Basically, tells the whole story right there. And
yeah,
again,
and it refers to Silverstein's comment about we're pulling the building down. So that's essentially. You read this, hopefully a kid will read this little book and will be totally open to the fact that, oh, yeah, maybe someone did put explosives in those buildings.
Well, at the very, very least, the value of these books is to teach children that there may be more than one explanation or point of view for world events, and at the very least you'll get them wondering, as they look at TV and they listen to their teachers, is this really what's going on, or are these people feeding me a story? The problem with being young is that if you're too young, you don't understand that the big people can lie to you, because your entire life you've been told, tell the truth, never lie, tell the truth, never, and you grow up thinking everybody around you has learned that same lesson. And it can come as a shock as you get a little bit older and realize that, yeah, your teachers were feeding you something that was untrue. The corporate media is feeding you something that's untrue.
Yes.
And at the very least, we all ought to be taking it upon ourselves to raise the next generation to be as skeptical as possible about everything they're being told, so that they cannot be so easily tricked into wars of aggression, or surrendering their wealth to the money junkies, or going along with reducing their standard of living to save the earth from global warming, even as the snow and ice continues to fall all over. When you look at the scale of the lies we are spending our entire lives in, it is very clear that the people of planet Earth need to take back control of what they know from these corporations and schools that we're forced to be dependent on. So I see your books as really the beginning of a knowledge independence movement. And again, they're very well done books. The illustrations are very good. I love the ones that are written in rhyme. I'm going to be mailing the copies that I have to some relatives who have some small children who are just learning how to read. And hopefully it'll open not only the parents' mind, but the children will grow up saying, you know, there are multiple ways of looking at these events. Anyway, we're coming down to the bottom of the segment, and I got to let you go. Would you once again share with our listeners your website, where they can go to look at the Three Towers, where they can go to download it and buy it?
Thank you, Michael. The website for the books is awakenyourkids.com. And you can go to the shop there, and we are. You can buy the e-book from, you know, you can buy the printed books from the website, or you could buy the e-book from the website. And 50% of the Towers book will go to A&E 9/11 Truth, and I give links to the print-on-demand copies there that can be bought around the world. So they are now available print-on-demand in the UK, Europe, and the US, and soon Australia. So the links should be there on my website. So hopefully people will find that. And thank you very much for having me on again, Michael.
Well, my pleasure, and we're going to have you back. You know, every time you come out with a new book, we're going to have you back on the show to talk about them. I think they're very good books. I think it's very important that parents get these books. Again, they're perfect for teaching your kids how to read and getting them to think critically and objectively. And I had forgotten to mention that before. 50% of the proceeds from the sale of the Three Towers will go to architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, which is Richard Gage's outfit that continues to find more and more evidence completely demolishing the official U.S. government story about what happened on 9/11. And in this day and age where we're seeing the IRS lying about computer crashes, and the EPA is now getting in on that bandwagon and saying, oh, we've lost the evidence, computer hard drive crash, Americans understand finally this government rules them through lies, fraud, and deception. And they're going to be very, very receptive to alternative explanations for what's been going on that changes their world and threatens the lives of their children in these wars of conquest. Dave, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to be coming up on our next commercial break here very, very soon. We're getting a breaking story right now. Over in Pakistan, police and troops are firing warning shots at refugees who are protesting a shortage of food. So it's beginning to deteriorate over there in Pakistan as well. Do you realize how wonderful the world would be if it weren't for these money junkies going around trying to start wars to make money on and plunge everybody into debt, create shortages to maximize profitability? What a great world it would be. I'm convinced this world is capable of comfortably supporting the present human population. It's just that small percentage of people who think the imaginary playmate in the sky meant for them to have all of life's blessings and for you to have all of life's labors and struggles and hardships. And that is not a very, very good worldview. When we come back, we're going to be talking about U.S. Police Department militarization. They're being trained by Israeli security agencies. The ADL's own fundraising solicitations now brags about how Israel is training the American Police Department to treat you, the American citizen, with the same loving care and gentle tenderness as the IDF treats the Palestinians, which is not very at all. So we're going to take a break for commercials. And, oh, actually, when we come back, Paul Tapetti from Poker Face is going to be joining us on the phone to talk about Freedom Palooza. We will be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And joining us on the phone is Paul Tepeti from the band Poker Face. Paul, welcome to the show. What's going on with Freedom Palooza 2014?
Looking forward to 3 days of beautiful weather, great speakers, awesome music, and a safe place for people to come and meet and greet and press the flesh and become friends, man. And hopefully get things on the right track. Because of Freedom Palooza, this is where Jim Condit and Jim Trevicon got together and started working on something, a new platform to save America.
Yes.
He's released that on July 19th.
Yeah, we had him on the show yesterday.
Awesome, awesome. How was it? I didn't get a chance to speak. I didn't get a chance to hear it, but
Jim was great as always. Jim was great as always. We were talking about, you know, all these issues, and especially now with this IRS scandal being used as a weapon against political opponents, and nobody is buying this story about how all of the emails somehow got lost on the hard drive every time they come out.
Do you know how many times that thing is backed up? I mean, isn't there like laws in place now because of supposed you know, losing of emails before? Nobody's buying
it. There is. There are laws that are there. And at the time, the Congress first expressed interest in whether the IRS had been targeting Obama's opponents. 10 days later, they claimed Lerner's hard drive failed. But at that time, they had a contract with a company called Sonosoft to archive all the emails. The IRS had their own tape backups, which were kept for 6 months. The story just doesn't make any sense. We ran an online poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Nobody is buying this story that these emails were accidentally lost. Nobody at all. No. The last time I looked, zero votes under honest mistake.
So Lerner needs to go to jail and her boss.
I think Lois Lerner needs a good waterboarding to find out just who it was who directed this use of the IRS, because it does appear that this did come down from the White House. We know that the White House got rid of all the visitor logs from that time period, citing the government shutdown. Then they went to court to keep them secret.
Oh, nice, nice. This is the most open administration ever, right?
Really. So anyway, getting on back to Freedom Palooza, and obviously, along with the music and the good fellowship and everything, it is a place for people who are very concerned about what's going on in the country right now to just meet other Americans in the real 3D world, not online, and share their concerns with each other. And can you give us the exact time and location and where people can go on the web to get information in case they wish to show up and join in?
Love to. It's going to happen in Upper Bucks County, Pennsylvania, in the town of Kentonersville, where Routes 611 and 32 meet. It's right along the Delaware River, very picturesque area of the country. It's going to start July 3rd in the evening, soft build in around 7. There'll be three bands and three speakers and then a big bonfire just to welcome the campers that are going to be there for the full weekend. And then 12 to 10 each day, Friday and Saturday, for the rest of the festival. It concludes Sunday when everybody basically eats breakfast and gets on the road. And 3 days of just, you know, beautiful weather, beautiful people, and people concerned about this country and trying to get back on the right footing, man. And if we can turn this into a national touring thing through the summertime, we can come to your city, leave you a little smarter, a little more freer, hopefully.
Okay, what is the website for Freedom Palooza?
Freedom and then P-A-L-O-O-Z-A, palooza.com. .net.org. It all goes to the same place.
Okay. Freedompalooza.com, org, net, whatever. I have a link to your website from my website. Hopefully we're going to drive you some traffic. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before I let you go?
Can't wait till you can make one of these, brother.
I would love to be there. I just don't have the money. You know, my wife and I were trying to get together the money to move back to the mainland, where it's going to be a lot easier for me to show up at these events and get up on the stage and bore everybody to death.
I love it, man. I can't wait till that boredom comes, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Paul. We're
Michael,
going to let
you
go. You got right. it. And, again, that's freedompalooza.com or freedompalooza.org or .net. And, again, it's the 4th of July weekend, and if you don't have other plans, this is just a great get-together, a lot of music, a lot of people who share your concerns about what's going on. It's going to be there in Upper Pennsylvania along the Delaware River. If I had the money, I definitely would be there. It just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's just a chance to go out there and experience that your fellow Americans really share your concerns and your worries about the direction this nation is on, and how our lives, the lives of the American people, are just being sold to the money junkies. By our possibly not even elected government, when you look at all that massive vote fraud. All righty, moving right along here. I was starting to go into this article over at the UK Guardian about U.S. police departments increasingly militarized. And they lead into this story about this horrible incident that happened down in Georgia, where the police executed a SWAT-style dynamic entry raid into a home, preceded with a flashbang grenade hurled through the window into the crib of a baby. And when the mother finally was allowed to see the baby in the hospital, I mean, the baby's face is blown off, the chest, the ribs were exposed. and it was supposed to be this drug raid, and they didn't find anything. They didn't find anything at all. And they blew this little baby into pieces. And this seems to be the standard mode of operation where the police are being told that every home you go into possibly is dangerous, so you are justified in going on in with these Gestapo tactics. Now, there's another story. This is over at InfoWars about this woman whose home got raided by police, and she recognized some of them as being from the Department of Homeland Security, whom she used to work for. And they got her coming out of the shower, made her drop her towel, handcuffed her, and made her lie on the ground completely naked for the entire time they were there, 2 hours. And the DHS and police literally trashed her home. They smashed the glass door on the shower. They smashed vases, things like that. And the boyfriend is asthmatic, was having trouble breathing because of all the smoke from the flashbang grenade that announced their presence. And when it was all over, they handed her a warrant saying that they were looking for child pornography, which, as I understand it, none was found. Is this just random acts of terror against the American people to keep us cowed and obedient? If so, I don't think it's going to work. But there may be something else going on, because there's this story out of PatriotRising.com where over in the Los Angeles Police Department, they have implemented something akin to pre-crime. If you've ever seen the movie Minority Report, where they have the psychics floating in a pool saying, this person is going to commit this crime at thus and such a time. And they grab the person and throw them in prison, even though they haven't actually done something on the basis of these three psychics. This is almost as bad. Apparently, the LAPD is using a computer program that gets information from the fusion centers and where on all else to predict crime before it happens. And if they're using this to kick down doors of homes, we all know how unreliable these programs tend to be. This is just complete and utter nonsense. The police, and again, this goes back to that Constitution. The government and the police have no business invading your privacy until they have hard evidence of a crime. Then they can come on in with a warrant. Another story, this is over in Press for Truth up in Canada, and it's talking about a new riot control drone. Okay, this is a drone that carries pepper spray, plastic bullets, paintballs, which are filled with irritants or for marking, strobe lights, and blinding lasers. You know, you're not allowed to have a laser pointer because you might interfere with civilian aviation, which we know is nonsense because during Mubarak's downfall, the Egyptian protesters were literally painting the overhead aircraft with their laser pointers. None of them were inconvenienced at all. But they have this new riot control drone. It's called the Skunk. The manufacturer says the orders are already pouring on in. And what it basically means, this is the wonders of modern technology. The money junkies don't even have to whip the slaves themselves anymore. They are buying robots to do it for them. Now, looking at photos of this device, it looks to me like it could be taken down with a South American bolo when it comes down low enough to deploy its paintballs and its pepper spray and the rest of it. It doesn't look to me like it's going to stay in the air. And don't forget, not too long ago at a sporting event in Los Angeles, somebody swatted a drone out of the air just by throwing their coat at it. I don't think these things are going to be very effective at all. All righty, over in Utah, Representative Chris Stewart introduced legislation this week that would prohibit non-law enforcement agencies in the federal government from buying high-power firearms or weaponry. And this is in response to that Bureau of Land Management standoff with Cliven Bundy. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll tell you why this is significant.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today. I got a bunch of stuff to get through here, and a lot more I'm going to be taking into tomorrow's broadcast as well. Representative Chris Stewart, Republican of Utah, has introduced legislation that would prohibit non-law enforcement agencies in the federal government from buying high-power firearms or weaponry. This was in response to the April standoff between the Bureau of Land Management and Clive and Bundy. The important aspect here is that unless an agency is chartered as a law enforcement body, they have no more right to be buying and carrying military arms than ordinary citizens. And this has become a major problem with federal agencies buying up guns, hollow point bullets, and acting like they're paramilitary units when they don't actually have the legal authority to do that. Now, obviously, this bill faces stiff opposition in the Congress, which is hoping to completely arm the entire federal government to protect themselves from an angry American people. But Stewart is absolutely right. The Bureau of Land Management is not a law enforcement body, and they do not have lawful authority to carry weapons to use against ordinary American citizens. They just don't. And we still all remember the absolute disaster that happened when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was given authority to form their own armed units, and it preceded an epidemic of wrongdoers being kicked down, innocent homeowners killed who thought they were being invaded by criminals, leading up to that disaster in Waco. These people in these federal agencies are not trained to be law enforcement, not that law enforcement training these days is all that good in this country. They're just given the guns and the body armor, and they're told to go on out and sneer at Americans who are fighting for their freedoms. And they don't have any more right to be carrying those weapons than you do. Or to put it another way, you have an equal right to be carrying exactly the same weapons the Bureau of Land Management is carrying. You have a right to wear the same body armor they are carrying. That's under the Second Amendment. You are allowed those weapons. And the United States Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller that the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the exact same weapons carried by the standing military. And where we reach a point where the Bureau of Land Management is going on out and kicking people off land, their grazing land, when the Constitution's Enclave Clause forbids the federal government from owning and controlling any land other than under federal buildings or military installations. They're in the wrong constitutionally and legally, and the American people have a right to stand up and oppose illegal actions by the government. Another Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus United States, where the Supreme Court ruled, when the government is acting illegally, you, the American people, have a right to defend yourselves up to and including the use of lethal force. And now it looks like the BLM is going to go start a third wounded knee crisis by stealing more land from the Native Americans. Haven't those people had enough done to them? Maybe it's time for them to send back some of those old used army blankets. All righty. We've been talking about net neutrality, and the debate is going on, and the purveyors of internet access who want a fast lane that they can charge money for by taking away bandwidth and speed from those of us too poor to be a major corporation. They're getting really desperate in their propaganda. Lobbyists from Verizon is saying net neutrality hurts people with disabilities. You know, because they, you know, if the net is neutral, then these people are they're being hurt. And they're claiming the fast lane services, you know, are essential to a decent lifestyle for these people who are blind, deaf, and disabled. Well, I haven't heard any complaints from any blind, deaf, or disabled internet users that the net neutral system was somehow impinging on them. It's just another made up out of thin air excuse to try and sell us on this idea of a two-tier internet where the large corporations get the fast lane and everybody else is sort of shoved off to one side in the hope that nobody will be able to access our web servers anymore. Apparently, the United Nations is gearing up for gun confiscation in the event of social collapse in any country, including the United States of America. They're hiring disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration officers who will be tasked with seizing guns from the civilian population. Good luck here in the United States of America. I get a lot of emails from people, you know, when they talk about how this or that gun bill, you know, supersedes the Constitution, And they always quote that line from the Constitution about how the treaty is the highest law of the land. And what they don't include is the rest of the sentence, which says, as long as it does not conflict with the Constitution. That Constitution is the highest law of the land. And the federal government is legal and legitimate only when it is in compliance with the restrictions of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights here. Apparently in the town of Lada, South Carolina, their police chief, Crystal Moore, has been rehired, and the mayor chastised for having fired her 2 months ago, apparently for being a lesbian. So good on the citizens of that town here. We were talking the other day about how an estimated 400 of these military drones have crashed into homes and highways all over the world. And apparently 49 of those crashed in the United States since 2001. Only a few actually get coverage on the corporate media. Most of the rest are hushed up. Oh, it was a gas explosion. Oh, there's no gas main here. Well, it was a meth lab. It was a still, something like that. But apparently, the vast majority of these military drones crashing into your homes is being hushed up here. Meanwhile, the FAA has grounded the delivery drones. And they've basically issued a memo saying that delivery drones for businesses are banned until further notice. That includes Amazon. Now, to be very honest, this whole thing was a hoax. These delivery drones were never going to pencil out. They're expensive to buy, expensive to operate. They're very, very difficult. The insurance liability exposure is too high. But they were throwing these delivery drones up there for Amazon and pizzas to trick you, the American people, into seeing overhead drones as friendly. These are the good guys. They're bringing pizzas and books to people. In order to obscure the fact that the majority of those drones over your head are there to spy on you and when the government feels it is necessary to attack you. What's going on over there? All right, I don't really have enough time to go into ClimateGate today. I will definitely go into it tomorrow because the carbon Nazis are out there in full force. The shills are following me all over the internet. And every time you try and post a rebuttal, comments magically get shut off. I had that happen to me at Raw Story earlier today when I was posting all of this factual information to call into question human-caused global warming, and all of a sudden posting privilege is gone. I'm still not allowed to post over at Reuters. As I mentioned earlier in the day, I'm getting emails confirming over and over that Facebook will not allow anybody to link from a Facebook post to either the text article or the video of All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. The jig is up, as they say here. Story we're getting over from Investment Watch blog, the anti-central bank protests are starting to gain traction around the world. As we reported yesterday, the man in Germany who organized the anti-central bank protest had his car firebombed. The money junkies love to play dirty. They think it's their divine right. Alrighty, let's see. Gold price manipulation confirmed. This is again at Investment Watch blog. Expect a physical metal boom. Now remember, the London Daily Fix for silver ends in August. And unless they have some other kind of rigging mechanism in place to take over from it, silver prices are probably going to skyrocket for physical silver. And if you are investing in metals, and you should be, Republic Trading Group, take personal delivery of the physical metal. Don't accept a paper ticket that says your gold is safe in a vault. That was Germany's mistake. There's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here and get some errands done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with more of this insanity by the money junkies and the government and the corporate media. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices, stay angry. It's there for a reason. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Head on over to that website, hit the donate button. It is that important that you help us stay on the air. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.